Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Intelligent Equity by Dan Cremons is a business and investing guide aimed at private equity professionals and leaders inside PE-backed portfolio companies. Its purpose is practical, to show how artificial intelligence can be used to accelerate value creation in real operating environments without requiring readers to become technologists. Based on the book's positioning and descriptions, Cremons frames AI not as a standalone technical initiative, but as a leadership and execution discipline that must be integrated with talent, culture, and day-to-day operating rhythms. The book draws on the author's multi-role experience in private equity and on interviews with AI experts and PE practitioners, translating lessons into an applied roadmap for turning AI into measurable performance improvements. Rather than focusing on abstract theory, it emphasizes implementation and decision-making in the PE context, where speed, accountability, and outcomes matter. The result is positioned as a field guide helping investors, boards, and executives identify high-value use cases, align stakeholders, and build repeatable capabilities that can improve confidence and efficiency across the value creation cycle. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI as a value creation discipline, not a technology project. A central idea in intelligent equity is that AI only creates equity value when it is treated as part of the value creation system, not as an isolated IT upgrade. In the private equity environment, tools do not deliver results on their own because portfolio companies win through operating execution clear priorities, accountability, and sustained follow-through. Cremons emphasizes leadership behaviors and operating cadence that turn AI into an engine for better decisions and faster improvements. That includes choosing objectives that matter to the investment thesis, defining what success looks like, and keeping initiatives tied to business outcomes rather than experimentation for its own sake. By framing AI in plain language and avoiding technical jargon, the book lowers the barrier for investors, boards, and executives to engage meaningfully. The practical implication is that AI becomes a lever inside an existing value creation playbook. It can strengthen how teams diagnose problems, design interventions, and measure performance, but only when the organization is aligned and execution is managed with discipline. This stance is especially relevant to PE-backed firms, where leadership teams must balance ambitious change with limited time and high expectations. Secondly, people-powered value creation aligning talent, culture, and execution with AI. The book highlights that portfolio company performance is ultimately driven by people, and that AI should amplify rather than replace human capability. Cremons positions value creation as people-powered, meaning that the quality of leadership, team alignment, and cultural norms determines whether AI adoption generates real operating gains. In PE-backed settings, leaders often face intense timelines, integration demands, and shifting priorities, which can cause initiative fatigue. Intelligent equity, therefore, stresses the need for clear ownership, cross-functional collaboration, and communication that builds confidence instead of confusion. AI initiatives can fail when they are treated as mysterious or threatening, or when teams do not understand how new tools change workflows and decision rights. By integrating AI into the way teams set goals and execute, leaders can reduce friction and increase adoption. The practical takeaway is that successful AI-enabled value creation depends on preparing the organization developing the right skills, creating a culture that supports experimentation with guardrails, and ensuring the execution model translates new insights into action. This approach is designed to help PE sponsors and management teams unlock performance improvements while maintaining accountability to boards and investors. Thirdly, a pragmatic roadmap for deploying AI in portfolio companies. Intelligent Equity is presented as a field guide with a clear roadmap for putting AI to work in PE-backed companies. The emphasis is not on deep technical architecture, but on practical steps that help leaders move from interest to implementation. In a portfolio context, a roadmap must address how to select initiatives that matter, how to sequence work so value appears early, and how to keep the program credible with stakeholders. The book positions AI as a way to make value creation happen faster, cheaper, and more confidently, which implies a focus on repeatability and disciplined execution rather than one-off pilots. The roadmap orientation is particularly useful for operating executives and boards who need a shared language for evaluating initiatives and monitoring progress. By drawing on interviews with AI experts and private equity leaders, Cremons aims to translate patterns that have worked into approaches that can be adapted across industries. The result, as described, is a practical blueprint helping teams identify where AI can drive operational improvement, establish governance that keeps efforts on track, and embed AI into ongoing operating routines. This reduces the risk that AI becomes an unfocused innovation program and increases the likelihood it becomes a durable capability. Fourthly, integrating AI into the private equity lifecycle and operating model, the book is built for the realities of private equity, where value creation spans a lifecycle of ownership and involves multiple stakeholders, including sponsors, boards, and management teams. Intelligent Equity focuses on integrating AI into that lifecycle rather than treating it as a separate corporate initiative. In practice, this means connecting AI efforts to how PE firms and portfolio leaders evaluate opportunities, set priorities, and drive performance during the hold period. AI can support sharper decision-making and faster learning, but only when it is woven into the operating model, the routines, meetings, metrics, and accountability structures that govern execution. Cremon's emphasis on executional alignment reflects the need for a shared plan that links strategy to measurable operational actions. For boards and sponsors, the integration angle also matters because oversight requires clarity what is being implemented, who owns it, and how it influences key value drivers. By making AI accessible to non-technical decision makers, the book supports better governance and more effective collaboration between investors and operators. This positioning differentiates it from general AI strategy books by focusing on the PE-backed context, where urgency, resource constraints, and the requirement to show results quickly shape what is feasible and what is valuable. Lastly, demystifying AI for PE audiences to accelerate confident action. A repeated promise in descriptions of intelligent equity is that it demystifies AI, avoiding heavy jargon and theoretical discussion in favor of plain language and action. This matters in private equity because the cost of delay is high. Waiting for perfect certainty can mean missing opportunities to improve performance during a limited holding period. Cremon's approach is to help investors and executives become confident enough to act while still being disciplined about outcomes. Demystification is not only about understanding what AI is, but about knowing how to engage with it as a leader, how to ask the right questions, how to evaluate proposals, and how to separate high-impact applications from distractions. The book leverages the author's experience across roles in private equity and incorporates insights from interviews, giving it a practitioner-oriented tone. For readers, the benefit is a clearer mental model of how AI fits into familiar value creation work, such as performance improvement and better execution. By focusing on a practical blueprint, the book encourages movement from curiosity to implementation, helping PE professionals and portfolio leaders pursue AI initiatives with greater clarity, alignment, and operational realism. This pragmatic stance is positioned as a key reason the book resonates with its intended audience. In conclusion, Intelligent Equity is best suited for private equity investors. Operating partners, board members, and executives running PE-backed companies who want to use AI to strengthen results rather than to simply keep up with a trend. Readers who will benefit most are those responsible for value creation plans and operating performance, especially leaders who need a non-technical but disciplined way to evaluate AI opportunities, align teams, and drive execution. The practical benefit is a clearer pathway from AI interest to AI-enabled outcomes, understanding how to select meaningful initiatives, build organizational readiness, and embed AI into leadership routines so it contributes to measurable improvement. Intellectually, the book helps reframe AI as part of the broader system of value creation, emphasizing that durable results depend on talent, culture, and executional alignment as much as on tools. What helps it stand out in a crowded AI business category is its focus on the private equity context and its field guide orientation. Many AI books aim at enterprise strategy in general terms or dive into technical detail. Cremon's instead targets the realities of PE ownership, where speed, accountability, and repeatable playbooks matter, and where AI must support the investment thesis and operating model. For PE audiences looking for clarity and practical direction, that positioning is the differentiator. If you would like to support Dan Cremon's, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.